The Vatican may be the capital of the Roman Catholic faith, but Via dei Cestari in downtown Rome is the church's sartorial center. And business is brisk these days. This clothier sells all sorts of vestments for all types of clergy, says saleswoman Valeria Catucci.
We make this one on made on by hand, all by hand. This is for the priest or for the bishop, okay?
And this is for the Pope. Pope Benedict wore a version of this mitre last Easter. The shop also offers the full range of sacred hardware. And all these chalices and crucifixes and tabernacles are worth a pretty penny. Owner Luciano Ghezzi.
Io sono una persona poi che mi piace sempre la cosa molto bella.
I'm a person who always likes very beautiful things. I don't like having cheap things because cheap doesn't last.
Non ha duratura.
And it is what his clients want.
Sì, sono persone molto precise.
Priests are people who are very precise and they want quality.
E precisano la qualità.
Reverend Basil Ekunif has ordered chasubles, a priestly outer garment, to take back to southern Nigeria. It's not that you can't get them there.
My archdiocese, we have more than 10 places where you prepare them. But because of significance of Rome and the kind of embellishments that goes with it here in Rome, we come to Rome to get them.
You don't have to be the Pope's fashion consultant to window shop on the Via dei Cestari, but you could be. Here, just down the street, this tailor has been outfitting Pope since the 1920s, and he's fairly certain that at least one of these cassocks will fit the man chosen to be next. Clothier Lorenzo Gamarelli says this time it was a rush order.
A few days after Pope Benedict announced that he was going to resign, we received the order from the Vatican to make the three sets of vestments for the new Pope.
He laughs off the suggestion that the sizes are based on inside knowledge. But is there a secret to getting it right every time?
Yes, there is a secret, but I won't tell you.
But what about a hint? There's only one pair of shoes in the window. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Rome.